Hey everybody, it's Pentecost weekend, or Pentecost Sunday, when we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so I want to read from the three different sections of Scripture, from Ezekiel, from Acts, and from John, and see the Holy Spirit at work in these readings. So first, I'll read from Ezekiel chapter 37. And the setup is this. I'm not going to read the whole section. Ezekiel, the prophet, is in the valley of dry bones. He's surrounded by all of these parched, bleached bones from a great army that had fallen in the valley. And so he says, God says to the prophet, then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. And then from Acts chapter 2, Luke writes, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then finally from John chapter 15, Jesus says to his disciples, when the Helper comes, the Holy Spirit, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me, and you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. So the whole gist of Pentecost for me this year, as we look at all of the changes that we've been through over the last year, is the gift that the Holy Spirit is. And not only that the Holy Spirit is a gift to us, but everything that the Holy Spirit does is a gift to us. And so that got me to thinking about different gifts that I've been given as a pastor. And it's pretty incredible when I look around. You know, nothing that I have is really from me. It's so many things that people have given me over the years of being a pastor. And I am humbled by the gifts that I've been given as a pastor, and that I've received, and I guess that's the key here is the receiving of the gifts. As the gifts come to us and we receive them, they do things. This stole, I put it on over my regular clothes. This stole was a gift to me. My friend Paul, when I was up in Alaska, he had gone to Papua New Guinea for a year to help build an airstrip for the missionaries over there. And the pastor gave him a red stole with the Holy Spirit on it, a symbol of the Holy Spirit, to give to me. And so Paul came back from Papua New Guinea after being gone for a year, and he brings this red stole as a reminder of the spread of the gospel all over the world. And so this was a precious gift to me. The Bible that I use on a regular occasion is a gift to me from my wife. Cindy gave me this Bible, I don't even know how many years ago, and it's well worn, but it's my favorite floppy Bible, so that I can preach and it stays open and I don't have to worry about finding the pages and stuff. This was an incredible gift to me. And if I look around, I see a drum that my friend Dave from Washington gave to me. A gift. And this image was given to me by a parishioner here. Jan and Nick gave me the image to put in my office. And so I look around and I'm incredibly blessed by the gifts that I've been given. And I had a professor once who reminded us that every breath you breathe is a gift. It's not a given that you're going to be breathing all the time, that the very breath that you breathe in and breathe out is a gift from God, a gift that probably is not really appreciated until something in life makes it difficult to breathe, say wearing masks or things like that. We don't always appreciate the ability to breathe freely until we can't. And when I look at Pentecost and I look at the work of the Holy Spirit throughout Scripture, the Holy Scripture speaks of the Holy Spirit coming to us, being given as a gift to us, sent from Jesus to us, The Holy Spirit is never something that we conjure up, that we make happen, that we speak magical words and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit is there. The Holy Spirit is always given as a gift. And in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is often represented by breath or spirit in sort of the wind. And in Genesis, when God breathes the breath of life, the spirit of life into Adam, Adam is just laying there, a lump of clay that God has assembled into a person and made all of the component parts. And he's lifeless until God breathes the breath of life into him, and then he comes alive. And we're reminded of that in Ezekiel. The bones may have come together and been assembled by God, but they're lacking life. They're lacking breath. And so God breathes into them. The spirit comes from the four winds, it says, and breathes life into these dry bones, into these bones that normally would just be laying around and have no life in them. And then in the book of Acts, when the true Pentecost happens and the Holy Spirit comes to the disciples, again, they're not doing anything. Jesus, in fact, tells them that they have to wait for the Spirit of power to come. And so they're sitting in Jerusalem, not doing anything. It's the high festival. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit comes to them and brings life into them so that they may speak the truth of God's work. And Jesus even promises them that when the Spirit does come to them, not when they go out and find the Spirit, not when they go out and capture the Spirit, not when they work hard enough and long enough to be earning the Spirit, that the Holy Spirit will come and breathe life into them and they will speak the truth. It's one of those things that we, I think, often don't pay enough attention to, that everything that we have, the very breath that we breathe, the spirit of faith that we've been given, these are all gifts from God. We don't earn them. We don't learn them and then study them and then all of a sudden pass the test to receive them. They are given as gifts from God. Life itself, that breath of life, is a gift from God. The very breath you breathe in and the very breath you breathe out is a gift from God. Every single breath. And if you think about that, it can be incredibly humbling to realize that we don't necessarily even in the proper sense take a breath. You know, we don't take a breath in. We're given a breath. We're given a breath. We don't take a breath. We're given a breath. We don't take our lives in our own. We're given life. Life is given to us. Every single life is given by God. And what a gift that is. What a gift that faith is given as a gift. Grace is given as a gift. Forgiveness is given as a gift by Christ on the cross. All of these things that we have are gifts. Every single thing. I don't know how much more I can say that. I think it's sort of like, you know, I can say this 100 times and maybe one of them will sink in even into my thick skull. You know, I may at one point understand that everything I have is a gift from God. Every breath, every inhale and exhale is a gift. Every time I get a chance to sit with somebody and share in their story, in their lives, in their faith is a gift. Whether that's hard or whether that's easy or whether that's fun or whether it's tragic, they're gifts. These are all gifts from God. Every single one. Jesus is the gift from God. We always say at Christmas time, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, he's the gift that God gives to us for our forgiveness. The Holy Spirit is the gift that's given to us so that we can hear the truth. The gospel itself is a gift given to us. The church is a gift given to us. Can you imagine trying to figure out all of this life on earth and this Christianity and God and our place in the world without the church? Could we do it on our own? And I don't think so. We need the church as the gift that God has given to us. Everything in church is a gift. And again, it's kind of like the breathing thing. You don't really know or appreciate fully the gift that you've been given until you can't have it anymore. The gift that hymn singing is, that we have been without for so long because of the pandemic. The gift that fellowship is, that we have had to experience very differently. The gift of the liturgy, the gift of the fellowship of the body gathered together in one place, the gift of the ability to worship in the church, where some are still only able to worship virtually. These things are all gifts. Every single one of them. And this Pentecost, this time of celebration of the coming of the Holy Spirit, you know, is not about the speaking of tongues or the flame on their heads. I mean, those are all parts of it, but the gift is the life the Holy Spirit brings. And he brings that Holy Spirit, that life to you every single day. There's life there that's being given to you. Every day you wake up and you breathe in, whether it's through a mask or maybe you have one of those things that supplies oxygen because your lungs aren't working as well as they used to. Every breath is a gift. The ability to breathe is a gift. And we are thankful to God for each and every one of those gifts. And we pray that we would never take those gifts for granted. That we would never take the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, for granted, or feel as if the Holy Spirit is something that we have earned or deserve. Like those dry bones in the wilderness with Ezekiel, we would just be laying around dead without the gift that the Holy Spirit brings, and without the gift of breath that God provides. Everything we have is a gift that God gives. You're a gift that God gives to me and to all of those around. We are gifts to one another through the Holy Spirit. So this Pentecost, celebrate the gift. Breathe deeply, even with allergies and a mask, reminding yourself of the gift that breath is. The breath of life, the Spirit of Truth. Amen.